Thanks for joining us on the Light of Life podcast with Bishop Nathaniel Bond. Whether it is through worship or serving our generation, it is our endeavor to create an environment and opportunities for everyone to become empowered to live the lives that God has called us to live. If you like what you hear today, we encourage you to share this with your friends and family. Be sure to follow us on all of our social platforms. From wherever you're listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
Good evening, friends. Wherever my voice is being heard, whatever time of day or night, AM or PM, East Coast, West Coast, don't make no difference. We greet you in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome to this Thanksgiving season. And I would like to take about 15 or 20 minutes of your time and just kind of elaborate on this podcast a little bit about what I think Thanksgiving Day should mean to the body of Christ. Can I read a scripture? Let me share a scripture with you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 18. These words, in everything, I'm a little picky when I preach and teach, because I want, sometimes we say that the Bible said things that the Bible didn't say, and we missed the significance of what God said. You know, the Bible speaks about not adding one jot or one tittle. It said, don't take away. Now, I just read to you because I hear people get up and say, for everything, but that's not what the Bible said. The Bible said, in everything, not for everything. I do not thank God for everything, but in everything I give thanks. Did you understand me? We don't have to thank God for everything, but in everything. I don't believe the children, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thank God for the furnace, but I believe in the furnace. Well, the Bible said, count it all joy when you fall into. Many of you right now find yourself in a situation. You may be in the hospital. You may be somewhere else, wherever. Wherever you are, in everything, give thanks. I think that's a little bit different than just saying, I thank you for being sick. I thank God in my sickness, in my trial, in my test, I give thanks. Amen. Let me go further. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want to talk about that. Let us pray, please. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would hide me behind the cross of Calvary, that you would cover me in your precious blood. Speak to me and speak through me. Help me to rightly divide the word of truth. And God, during this Thanksgiving season, I know every day is a day of Thanksgiving, but I especially speak because here in this season, it's the season that we celebrate the holiday of Thanksgiving. So I say in this season, help us to be even more mindful that your word said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. I want to talk about that for just a little while, and I pray that I will be a blessing to you as I share. You know, the Bible said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Now, I know there's a lot of people who will tell you and me, I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, but you never see them raise their hands. You never see them close their eyes. They don't clap. They just sit up in the church and just look like they're in a coma. No, come on, it's time now to give thanks. I watch those same people, and they will not be quiet at a dinner table or at a ball game. Now, we're in church. We are entering into his gates with, not just with thanks, but giving thanks. With thanksgiving. I need to give God my hallelujahs. I need to give God my thank you, Jesuses. I need to tell God how much I love him, how much I appreciate him. I need to clap my hands. I need to lift my hand. I need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's no Bible for you just gazing. No, no. The Bible said participate, activate, amen. In everything give thanks. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. David goes on to say, be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Yes, be thankful unto him. Our parents taught us to be thankful. Tell mama thank you. Tell daddy thank you. Tell grandmama thank you. You know, I don't care what they gave you. A piece of chewing gum. And they asked you to say thank you. That was good training. That was politeness. That was good mannerism. How much more should we be conscious of the fact that in him we live and move and have our very being? Our existence is because of God. Our health, our strength, all that we have, all that we are, you know, our breath, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Everything with breath. Who's it say? When hogs run around in a pen, horses run around in a pasture or a lot, who's to say they are not in some way giving God praise? They have breath. In everything, give God thanks. Let everything that hath breath, everything, not just everybody, but everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. Now, the Bible warns us in 1st, 2nd Timothy, that is, chapter number 3, verses around 2 through 4. The Bible speaks about that in the last day, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, heady, high-minded, proud, boasters, traitors, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. I watch how people love ball games. I've been a sports enthusiast in my lifetime, and I still do follow sports up to a point, but I don't understand folks who love sports and don't love God, who are active give their body, give their energy, give their mouth to sports, but not to God. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within him, David said. Bless his holy name. Yes. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God's. Yes, we're supposed to use these limbs. We're supposed to use our hands, our feet, our voice, everything that God gave us. We're supposed to use it to give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe that praise makes us a candidate to receive more from God. I believe it gives us an attitude of gratitude. Ladies and gentlemen, it makes us more receptive. They returned from Jerusalem with great joy. And the Bible said they were in the temple praising and magnifying God. This was pre-Pentecost. Then after Pentecost, the praise continued. They continued in one accord, praising and magnifying with God, magnifying God. Yes, the church is to be a center where we praise God. Into his gates with thanksgiving. We are actually wrong if we don't praise him. We're actually like we're protesting. Yes, we're not glorifying God in our body and in our spirit. we're supposed to actively, voluntarily participate in praise. Yes. Give your voice to lifting them. Make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But the Bible said in these perilous times, two of the signs that God said, people would be unthankful. And then he said, unholy. I don't think that was a coincidence, because I believe being unthankful is being unholy. Are you thankful for your health, for your strength? My mother used to sing, when I rose this morning, I said, thank you, Lord, for one more day. My mother, I wish you could hear her sing. My mother used to sing that song, when I rose. Yes, the old saints taught us to be active in our praise. They taught the little children. Jesus said, if these don't praise me, he said the rocks are going to cry out. If the children out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, God has perfected praise. Yes, you're supposed to be a praiser. We are supposed to be active in giving God praise. For this know also, in the last days, perilous times shall come. And then God said, unthankful and unholy. Thanksgiving is just the proper way to approach God. In Philippians, God said, with prayer and thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. We don't suppose to come to God. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Notice those words are in the Lord's Prayer. Because we don't suppose to come to God just with a big list, just with a list of needs. God, I want this. God, I want that. And then we're not thanking him for nothing. Parents, teach their children. Before you ask me for something, act like you appreciate what you already have. While you're praising God for one thing, he'll move for another. God heal your body for you to praise him. God save your soul. God spared your life. God rebuke death off of you. God raise you up for his glory. And he wants glory out of you. Yes, God wants me and you to glorify his name, to magnify his name. Yes, God has been good to us. Yes, he has. He's been good to us. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to let him know we appreciate. God, I appreciate you. The Bible said, make his praise glorious. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. Count your blessings, we used to sing at church. Name them one by one. In everything, give thanks. And how much more should we thank God at family reunions, at receptions, at family gatherings, loved ones we hadn't seen. We come together. My grandmother had a tradition in our family that she never allowed us to come together, and we didn't tell God thank you. We never came together for holidays and for, birthdays or whatever. We gave God thanks. My aunt and my mother and my relatives would tell us to put the ball down. Come on in the house. Put the ball down. We come in there when it's time to eat. Why shouldn't we be in there when they singing songs of praise? Because God has been good to us. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the thankful heart. Yes, it is. It's the thankful heart that receives from God. At church and out of church, it's the thankful heart. David said, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That means words of praise, expressions of praise, expressions of gratitude. You know, they do welcomes at churches. We ought to welcome the Holy Spirit. We ought to welcome the anointing. We ought to welcome the Word of God. We ought to welcome God for letting us live to come together one more time. Recently, I have stressed the importance of benediction. Maybe you didn't grow up that way, but in the Bible, there are benedictions. There are times when we give God thanks. We don't depart company. The old folks used to tell us, don't go to church and run out. Stay for the benediction, because the benediction is a final pronouncement of blessings upon the people. Yes, it is. Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, be majesty, dominion and power. Ladies and gentlemen, God is to be praised. We acknowledge God through our praises. We recognize God through our praises. We honor God through our praises. And I want you to know, there were 10 lepers in the Bible. 10 lepers. They went to Jesus and said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make us clean. Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, catch it, as they went, the Bible didn't say they got it instantaneously, but as they went, they began to notice that changes were taking place in their bodies. God began to heal them. God began to let healing be manifested. There were 10, but the 9 didn't come back. They kept going. One man, I don't know if he had a crop to raise. I don't know if he had a family. I don't know anything about his lifestyle. But the Bible personates that one leper who, when he realized he was cleansed, I don't know how far he had walked, how far he had traveled. I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, that man who was 1 out of 10, because the other 9 didn't, the one man said, I got to go back and thank him. And somebody ought to join me today in thanking him. Somebody ought to join me this evening in thanking him. Somebody that know you've been healed, that know you've been blessed, that know God has been good to you. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to feel like, I need to go back and thank him. I'm like David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord, because I feel like I owe God praise. I know I owe God praise. I know you do. That's right. He's been too good. Wrecks he kept us out of. Wrecks he kept us in. Blessings he allowed to come our way. Trouble he rebuked from us. I thank God for blessing my family. I thank God, amen, for just being good to us. Being good to us. Sometimes I watch the news and I quiver at some of the trouble that's going on in the land. We need to be more thankful. We have so much to say thank you, Jesus, for. God has been good to us. And like that one leper, we need to go back and bless him. We need to go back and say, Lord, with a loud voice, he glorified God. And I feel like opening my mouth and said, hallelujah. I feel like opening my mouth and said, thank you, Jesus. If you can praise the Grizzlies, if you can praise the Titans, if you can praise the Cowboys, if you can praise the Lakers, surely you can give God praise. Now, I want you to notice something at our close. I want you to notice that Jesus said to the man, where are the other 9? Weren't there not 10? That tells me God is keeping a record. That tells me he's taking notice. He knows who's thankful. He knows who's giving him the glory. You ought to be counting in the number. You ought to be counting in the number. If you have to leave 9, if you have to leave 9 sitting down on the pew, if you have to leave 9 at the house, if you have to leave 9 sitting up quiet at church, I owe God praise. I don't need nobody's permission when I know God healed my body, when I know God saved my soul, when I know God has been good to me, good to my family. And I tell you, he's been good this year. He's been good this year. Oh God, we got something to thank you for. Now Jesus says to that one leper, Go and be thou made whole. That never was spoken to the other nine. So I'm here to tell you, to those that give him praise, there's some extra for you. I know there's a lot of people walking around with health and strength and not telling God thank you. But for those of you, I dare you to, during this Thanksgiving season, I dare you to give God praise. I double dare you to tell God thank you. Watch God open doors. Watch God heal. Watch God bless you. Watch God increase. Watch God multiply in your life. In your life, watch God do great things, because to those that'll be thankful, God is going to make you whole. I bless God today. I bless God this evening. Let's be thankful. Let's bless his name and give him glory. God, let your word go out to those, amen, those that know you and even those that don't know you. All of us need to be mindful to give you praise, to give you glory. In this season of Thanksgiving, we give you praise and we give you glory. God bless you. Enjoy the podcast. Check us out all on the web. Enjoy it. We want you to grow. And part of our growing and part of our holiness is being thankful unto the Lord. Until the next time, may God bless you is our prayer.
Thank you for tuning into the Light of Life podcast with Bishop Nathaniel Bond. We pray that you have been blessed and inspired. If you would like to be a blessing to our ministry, you can give at llmdhp.org/giving. Be sure to follow us on all of our social platforms. So remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.